This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This week's ruling by Sonoma County Superior Court Judge Elaine Rushing that the ballot arguments against Measure Q are misleading and should be changed is just the latest example of political infighting that focuses not directly on the issue itself, but on how each side tries to frame it. Sonoma State political science professor David McEwen sees that trend as an intensification of politicking that goes on outside of current campaign spending and reporting requirements.
We've focused on candidates where issues and interest groups have largely flowed under the radar, attacking statements that are put together for ballot measures or statements that appear in the pamphlets themselves. That's really been left out of all campaign finance regulation that's gone on.
So as money becomes available to fund legal challenges, ballot arguments are increasingly coming under fire.
Historically, opponents have been able to defeat public policy questions that appear on the ballot by spending 2 to 3 times what the proponent spends. So if the no side outspends 2 to 3 times what the for side spends, the proponents, they're typically quite successful. The last couple of cycles, that has been reversed. And so what has happened is if you're in a funding differential, if you don't have enough money to spend, one step that you can do as you begin rolling out and doing your voter contact is you essentially try to get free media by filing suit against ballot measure statements.
In the current election, statements for and against Measure Q have been contested in both Sonoma and Marin counties. And in Rohnert Park, some of the language used by advocates of a sewer rate rollback has also been challenged in court by city officials. McEwen observes that some of this can be attributed to the vagueness of the applicable law.
The law is unclear as to what constitutes misleading statements. This has emboldened folks when they write their candidate statements and what appears in the pamphlets, because judges who face elections and re-election are very reluctant to enter into this fray. So the degree to which you can put in misleading statements or mischaracterizations of what ballot measures will do or what candidates did or didn't do or their level of involvement is really open to question.
Another factor fueling the legal skirmishing is the surge in early absentee voting, which has effectively condensed the time for advocates of each side to make their case to the electorate.
What's happened is the level of resources has gone up, and that combined with an earlier calendar, more absentee voters, more decline to state voters, that has raised the stakes, and independent expenditure groups are going to the ballot earlier and battling earlier to capture the vast middle.
Altogether, McEwen says, this is an area of election law that is ripe for reform, but there is little real push for any meaningful changes to be made.
The problem has been that voters talk about political reform, and voters seem to be in favor of political reform, but when they vote, for example, in political reform ballot measure questions statewide, they don't fare very well. So there's a lot of legislators in Sacramento that talk about clean campaigns and getting money out of politics and cleaning up how we run this whole game, but nothing's really happened at the statewide level for a long time.
The first absentee ballots for this November's voting go out on October 8th, a little more than 4 weeks from today. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.